November 11. All truth radiates from Christ. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. Luke 8:16. We are not to follow human leading. Christ is our leader. At all times and in all places, in every time of need, we shall find him a present help. Because there are those professing to be Christians who dishonor Christ in thought, word, and deed, we are to give plainer evidence than ever before of our completeness in him. We are to walk in the light of his countenance. We can each show that Christ is light and that in him is no darkness at all. If we all submit to his guidance, he will lead us from the low level on which sin has left us to the loftiest heights of grace. We are not to darken our lives by talking of our own imperfections or of the imperfections of others. We are to be all light in the Lord. From Christ, all truth radiates. Apart from Christ, science is misleading and philosophy is foolishness. Those who are separated from the Savior will advance theories that originate with the wily foe. Christ's life stands out as the contrast of all false science, all erroneous theories, all misleading methods. Pretenders will arise with theories that have no foundation in the Word of God. We are to hold aloft the banner bearing the inscription, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. We are to hold the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. Let no one attempt to dilute truth with a mixture of sophistry. Let no one attempt to tear down the foundation of our faith or to spoil the pattern by bringing into the web threads of human devising. Not one thread of pantheism is to be drawn into the web. Sensuality, ruinous to soul and body, is always the result of drawing these threads into the web. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. 1 Thessalonians 5:8-11, letter 249, November 11, 1903, to P.T. McGann and E.A. Sutherland, educators leading out in the establishment of Emmanuel Missionary College.